It's Next Gen Farmer Day on MyFM, and we're speaking with Vanessa Burt. Vanessa, thanks so much for joining us here today. And first, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you enjoy the most about what you do.
But I am associated with farmers all around the area. I have joined the farming community through something called 4-H, which I don't know if anybody's aware of what that is, but I can get into that a little more too. But because of 4-H, I was able to become family friends with a lot of farmers in the area. And so I have recently milked on farms and worked on farms, especially the Maple Lane Holsteins farm in Smiths Falls, the Hunter family. They've kind of taken me under their wing the last 4 years.
Well, it sounds like you got a bright future ahead of you, too. And how did you get involved with 4-H in the first place? Was it when you were real little?
Yeah. So that's how I got involved in agriculture and everything that way. 4-H, for anybody that's not really aware of what it is, but it's kind of like a youth club program from anywhere between the ages of 9 and 21. And they have hundreds of different clubs. There's anything that really teaches you skills from a young age. So there's baking club and scrapbooking club. There's plowing clubs in the field. There's livestock clubs, and that's how I got involved. And so when I was young, my dad, he grew up on a farm, or like a hobby farm kind of, and he wanted us to get involved into something like that. And so my sister and I. And so when I was young, about 12 years ago, so I guess I was 10 or 11, I got involved into dairy cattle 4-H, and I have been set in stone ever since. I've loved it for all 12 years, and it has been something that has shown me what I want to do for the rest of my life. I know I want to work with dairy cattle, and 4-H is a great way to just kind of get involved a little bit and see what works for you.
And what are some of the things that have made you successful so far?
Getting involved in a 4-H community or an agricultural community and farming, it can be kind of intimidating sometimes when you don't know what you want to do or don't know how to do things, how to take care of livestock or how to be helpful in a field or something. And the people have made it everything for me. The community goes to no ends to be supportive. They're there for you when you need support. They're there for you when you need help. They're there for you just to be a friend to laugh with. And most of all, they're there for you to boost you up and help you learn.
What are the keys to being good in your sector?
Being open to accepting change. Don't try not to be set in your ways. I know there's like a stigma that farmers are stuck in their ways, but being open and being able to bring in other people's opinions and ideas, it helps move everything along, and it definitely helps everybody progress and be successful as a whole.
And I guess finally, you said you worked on a number of different farms already and experienced mm-hmm. a lot of things. What ways have you noticed that technology is helping with their operations?
When it doesn't work, it can be a pain, but when it does work, it helps farmers become more efficient at what they're doing, whether that's a dairy farm or a crop cash farm or anything like that. It helps people become more efficient at what they're doing. So you can still be 100% devoted to your farm and be committed and want to do well in it, but you don't need to spend so much time hands-on. So technology has been a great way to help milking processes or feeding. Automatic feeders are great. You don't have to be in the barn at all times. When it comes to technology, I think it provides farmers an opportunity to be completely committed to their farm, but in different ways than they would have been in the past. I see that some farmers now are able to spend time with their families more, and they can go to conferences away for the weekend or something like that. They can spend as much time as they wanted to on their farm. People can now balance things differently than they would have in the past.